The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's November the 12th. I'm glad you're with us today. We've got two topics we're going to deal with. Both of the events are taking place this Saturday, but at different times. Let's start, first of all, with Kenneth Pigg. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul.
Kenneth. And you're here to tell us about access to healthy food. Your event is this weekend, and you're going to help folks with food stamps, too.
Right. Access to Healthy Foods is a program that supports those who have food stamps that redeem those food stamps at the farmer's market. And when they do that, we match up to $25 all their expenditures. So we double their money. So they have $50 to spend on good, healthy foods that can get food habits started early.
That's absolutely wonderful.
We think it's very effective.
Yeah, of course it is. But your event is to raise money?
To raise money. We're trying to get a head start on next year. We've got 120 people that signed up this year. We anticipate maybe 150 next year. Mm-hmm. We've got to raise a substantial amount of money. We spend about $500 or $600 a week on subsidies for those people that participate.
So how do people sign up? They
come to the market on a Saturday morning and fill out a simple form, and we take the number off their SNAP eligibility card and put it on our card. They take both of them down to the farmer's market center, and when they swipe their card through their machine, the folks there at the farmer's market just give them an extra $25.
That's great. So what's going on this weekend?
This weekend, we're having a beer festival for homebrewers.
Okay.
We're inviting homebrewers in the mid-Missouri area to bring in their product.
And this is legal to do now.
This is legal to do now after Senate Bill 121 was passed. Mm-hmm. And so we're inviting them to come in and share their wares. We're going to have a pulled pork barbecue that features Sullivan Farms pork from locally. They're up at near Fayette. And we're going to have some music. Swamp Weed is going to perform. So we've got a fun afternoon and evening set up, and we'll do some raffles to raise some money. All of it, with very few exceptions, goes back into our AHF program.
Okay. So give us the date, the time, and the place.
November 16th.
This
coming Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon we'll get started, but it'll run till 8. Mm-hmm. It'll be at Stevens Lake Park in the Reichman Pavilion. We hope you get your tickets early. The tickets are limited to 250 because of the space requirements out there at the park.
How much are the tickets?
$20, and that covers your meal and your entertainment and
that
all your
tastings. That covers the meal, too?
It covers the meal, too.
All right. So this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the location, again, is?
Reichman Pavilion at Stevens Lake Park.
And the money is going to?
Access to Healthy Foods.
All right. Kenneth Pigg, thank you so much for coming by. Good
thank
to have you.
You
here. Now we turn to my friend Georgia Morehouse, who is here. And you've got an event coming up this
the
Saturday.
The same day.
Yes,
the
but
Saturday.
It's in the evening.
Exactly. Yes, it's at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Missouri Theater.
Okay, and this is the annual Piano Student Showcase.
It's our 12th year, Paul.
and I'll tell you what, if you want to hear some really outstanding music,
exactly.
You want to go.
Yes.
And some of the kids that are playing. What's the youngest one that you have again?
This year it's 6. We've had as young as 4, but this year we have several 6-year-olds that are playing. But the 6-year-olds play well. Once they get to 10 or so, you forget about the cute factor. You know that they are really playing the piano, and it is exceptional.
I think you kind of forget about the cute factor at 6, too.
Well,
and at 3, you had, hey, Georgia, I tell you what, when we were doing Pepper and Friends, didn't you have a 3-year-old come on and play?
Might well have. Yes, I think we did.
And that young lady was outstanding, 3 years old. You know, here I am, I'm in my 60s. I couldn't even begin to do what she did at 3 years old.
Exactly. It's really remarkable. They all play very short pieces, and we have kids that start at six and then go through seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. After that, they're no longer eligible. But we've had, as this year we had about 63 audition for this, and these children are chosen by three judges that come from out of town.
So you had 63. Uh-huh, how many do you narrow it down to?
30. That's 25 play for sure and 5 alternates. And if there's any way that I can, I always have all the alternates play because, after all, it is a showcase and we want to show as many as possible. Well, you know.
You
emceed it one
James
time.
James and I emceed it a couple of years ago.
That was one of the events.
They were outstanding. They were outstanding. It was an absolutely remarkable evening. Once you got past the fact of all of the way James and I butchered the names, the titles of the tunes.
No, you didn't butcher the names.
But it was a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I'm sure that it will be the same this coming Saturday.
It will be fine, and the tickets are only $7, and children under 8 are free, so that we want as many young people to come as possible.
Sure.
And it's just a wonderful way to spend an evening and hear a lot of good classical music.
Yeah. And in the wonderful, beautiful Missouri Theater.
Oh, absolutely.
The acoustics are wonderful. You're sitting there, you're looking at the stage and the grand piano.
And that's all they get. I mean, they don't get any other reward except the fact that they get to play that grand piano on the stage of that grand theater.
Of course. And you know what the other reward is? The applause.
Yes.
The applause.
Yes.
And when kids like that who are so talented, this is something that will be embedded in their mind for the rest of their life.
Well, many of the teachers say that the event is one of the things that keeps the kids wanting to continue with their piano playing.
All right. So mark it on your calendar if you can make it. It's this coming Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Historic Missouri Theater.
Uh-huh.
How can they get tickets in advance?
They're on sale at D&H and also down at the theater.
Okay. Or you can get it at the door.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or you can get it at the door. Only $7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
$7
right.
Either advance or at the door?
Either way.
Okay. Georgia Morehouse, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here.
Always fun.
All right. Tomorrow, we've got a storyteller. Pablo will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director this week is Ling Lee. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you would like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email. pepperp@missouri.edu. And you can watch this or listen to it again, kbia.org.